This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. Amazon has officially made its HQ2 choice. Choice is, I guess, more properly, Crystal City, Virginia, just across the Potomac from Washington, and Long Island City in Queens, just across the East River from Manhattan. The details, I'm sure you know by now. 25,000 really well-paying jobs to each city, millions of square feet of office space to be rented. So we are going to skip the big picture and get down to street level, if you will. From New York, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going with what HQ2 might mean for people who might want to live in Long Island City.
Devin Garner has been dying to move out of his parents' apartment. His dream location? Long Island City.
You're literally in the center of everything, but you're away from everything at the same time.
Garner is 25, works in marketing in Manhattan. And for the past month, he's been looking at studios and one-bedroom apartments in Long Island City. And he says when he looked again today, rents had shot up.
Yeah, I can't afford it anymore. I mean, I could barely afford it. I mean, Long Island City was already an expensive place. But now, forget about it.
I called some real estate brokers, and they said maybe it won't be as bad as Garner thinks. There are a lot of new buildings in Long Island City, and the people who moved to Queens to work for Amazon aren't all going to end up living in the neighborhood.
I'm kind of personally more worried about my own neighborhood.
Kyle Karskadden is one of those brokers, and he lives in Sunnyside, Long Island City's more affordable neighbor.
I figure the people that don't want the new construction luxury, they want more, and people that want kind of the more old school tree-lined neighborhood streets will definitely end up in Sunnyside.
A wave of new residents could put pressure on people who've been living in Queens for a long time. Bob Engel with the Free and Fair Markets Initiative says the borough already has a shortage of affordable housing.
What's going to happen to the long-term residents, the people who built these communities, that made them what they are today, that develop the culture of these communities? What happens to them? We know what's going to happen to them. They're going to be displaced now.
And in New York City, there aren't many affordable neighborhoods left. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.